starts now. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Got a couple Canadian-related stories tonight, and not because, well, Canada matters any more than anywhere else. It's just that tyranny happens everywhere. Big government crawls into people's lives no matter where they live, and just because it's happening in a country that you might not live in doesn't mean it won't necessarily happen where you are. In fact, as we've seen, a lot of these bad government ideas tend to spread around. When one government somewhere in the world decides to oppress its people a little bit more, many governments pay attention. People in governments watch what other governments do so they can figure out what to do to their subjects next. So, Mark, let's start with Canada and tell me about what's going on over there.
From the Vancouver Sun, in the basement cafe of Eagle Ridge Hospital, Barbara Gamble rubs her distended belly. Between sips of a Coke and bites of a blueberry Danish, the pregnant 27-year-old sighs with despair. She's about to deliver her sixth child, not counting the set of twins she lost. But it isn't the birthing process that has her worried. Government workers have seized every single child the moment it was born. A baby girl, Brianna, was apprehended in Alberta, and the four other kids, two girls, Cayenne, Laura, two boys, Dean, and Jake, have been taken into care. Care is what they call it. None of them, Barbara lamented. I've not been allowed to breastfeed any of them. The routine always has been the same. Shortly after delivery, once Barbara is cleaned up and had a moment of rest, a social worker arrives, flips her a card, declares the child is being apprehended, and leaves with the baby. Disturbing,
That's
huh?
That's pretty scary stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we've always heard people say that the state owns your kids, and how about this for an example of it?
Her sense of impending dread in the final days of this latest pregnancy is palpable. It's horrific, the auburn-haired woman says. All the labor carrying and delivering a baby, and then they rip it from your arms. It's cruel. They take the baby to the special care nursery, and I'm discharged later the same day. She can count on her fingers the number of times she's seen or held each of her children, three of whom are said to be normal. While Dean is struggling with developmental challenges and Brianna with the effects of what is thought to be fetal alcohol disorder, Barbara has never seen the five kids together, only those born in B.C., whose dad is her current partner, 30-year-old Vince Kinney. The only time she saw them together, she said, was roughly a year ago. They have all been apprehended right at birth, Barbara repeated in a flat monotone. It's been emotionally hard to deal with, and I don't receive any information, pictures, letters, updates, nothing at all. She is considered unfit to parent, principally because she isn't as smart as everyone else, and there isn't enough support services to bridge the gap.
And nobody wants to stand up for her, I guess, huh?
I guess. Barbara scores between 63 and 71 on the standard IQ test. Mildly mentally handicapped, as it's put in the reports. Canada stopped sterilizing handicapped women four decades ago, but lawyer...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the United States, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Eugenics?
I know. I've heard of eugenics. I mean, I've heard that...
United States, first place of fascism, man.
I mean, I've heard examples of things, I guess, similar happening here, but I didn't realize that it was everywhere. You're telling me it was all over the place?
I'm telling you it was in the United States and Canada.
Wow.
But lawyer Mark Hargrave says the government has effectively achieved the same goal by seizing Barbara's children at birth.
Yeah.
This is worse than forced sterilization because you can carry the baby for 9 months with the knowledge that they're going to seize it, Hargrave complained.
Gosh.
I don't know how she and Vince do it. They've never had a night with a baby. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me that our society would permit that. The case raises questions about the balancing of constitutional rights, the role of government in people's lives, and the managing of public resources.
It sure does.
I guess it doesn't raise too many questions to me. It seems, you know...
They own you.
My dog can have puppies.
Right.
Why can this woman not have children?
Are you suggesting that the dog is kind of dumb and so therefore it can have puppies?
I'm going to suggest to you that the dog isn't as smart as I am. And they're suggesting that this woman isn't as smart as I am. I don't know. I've never met her. Don't know anything about her. But as far as I'm concerned, that being dumb isn't a criteria for whether or not you can keep your children.
Would seem to me that you'd be right about that. I mean, it's nuts. Are they suggesting that she would be unable to care for them? Is that what they're suggesting? Because what if she would be a really doting parent? What if she would be somebody that would really love and take care of her kids as best she possibly could? I'd rather have a mom be IQ level 70 than have a mom whose IQ is 100 or 110 who doesn't give a flip about her kids. Julia and I were out shopping today, and there were these couple of Julia's term for them would be tool bag. I guess that's an appropriate term, tool.
Ooh, bag.
These kids with the flat brim kind of trucker hats and the pants pulled down below their butt. I mean, basically below their butt. If their t-shirts weren't as long as their pants were, you'd be able to see their junk, essentially. And these two kids were yelling at their mom. We were coming out of the grocery store, and they were yelling at their mom, hey, mom, you open the trunk. Open the trunk. And the mom's sitting in the front seat of the car. I'm wondering, well, what's going on here? Why isn't she opening the trunk for her kids? They've got some groceries. She's obviously taking them grocery shopping. Why isn't she opening the trunk for them? So we get a little bit closer, and mom is sitting in the front seat of the car. By this time, they had managed to get her to open the trunk. And one of the kids had gone and sat in the front seat while the other one was in the back. And I looked over, and this mom was wearing headphones and smoking a cigarette, sitting in the front seat of the car, just like complete. I mean, what kind of mom is wearing headphones when she's out taking her kids to do things? Seems to me like, I mean, based on my very, very limited experience of this family, it seems to me that the woman like that doesn't really give that much of a damn about her kids. That's the impression I got from that.
Well, there's certainly people out there
thing.
Yeah, there's certainly people out there that don't give a that don't care the way I would expect them to care for their kids. And you know, this is a picture, and maybe that's the case in this family. Maybe it's not. But
there are those situations, though. And so, wouldn't you rather have a mom who had a mental handicap that loved and cared about her kids than a mom of average intelligence who couldn't give a flip about her kids? Seems like an easy choice to me.
It does to me too.
70, an IQ of 70 is not mentally retarded. That's just, you know, a little slow, maybe, right?
It's down there. I mean, it's not good.
What's the lowest number that it goes to?
I would assume that one would, it goes low. I've heard of 40s and stuff.
Okay.
Enormous sums have been spent here on, I guess is what they're talking about, Vancouver, on process, social services for the individual children, legal fees, and court resources, when much smaller investment in family support might have produced a better outcome. Moreover, although each of these apprehensions is justifiable individually, the bigger picture raises hard questions about the public policy driving those decisions and the province's failure to ensure services are available for the disadvantaged. Barbara and Vince are not bad people there. Simply two of the tragic faces of the 21st century poverty, a couple often unable to cope with the demands made of them because of their low intellectual capacity and the concomitant lack of judgment. Products of poverty. You know, I wonder how much...
Concomitant?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder how smart do you really have to be to get along in this world? I don't know. I mean, other than doing your taxes, which the government puts upon you, I don't know what you have to be smart to do. Do you know
you got to be able to, clean up after yourself, make some food for yourself, make sure your house stays heated during the winter.
You have to be able to make money, but I mean, you know, people can. I'm sure Vince is making a little money somewhere.
Yeah.
It sounds like Barbara's pregnant all the time.
Right.
I would encourage them to use birth control, but I don't know why they're doing this to themselves, but it's sad. It's really, really sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. I'm wondering what you think about it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What if you had a situation like this and you didn't have this government around to come and steal people's children from them, but you had some neighbors down the street that were, well, obviously a little bit slow and they were having kids, would it really be any of your damn business to go over there and do what these people have done to them, what these government people have done? This is absolutely awful, and who could be in favor of it? It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and some of those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, webcam version. Head on over to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in there if you like. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative from PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. Just a few more thoughts here on this last story that you shared with us, Mark, and then we're actually going to go to another Canadian-related story, which is also awful. But, again, these awful things can happen anywhere. In this case, it was some busybodies in the government Department of Children and Families, or whatever the equivalent is there in Canada, that came and stole upon multiple occasions the children of, or the offspring of, a couple of folks that don't score too high on the IQ test. Now, I want to know, how did this all happen? I mean, how did the Canadian government come to know that these people were a little developmentally challenged to where they needed to have their keep an eye on them in this way? Are they giving moms IQ tests at hospitals there? Was she tested as a kid, and then when she grew up, like, she went into a hospital and her name was flagged in the system as not being allowed to have a baby? How does that happen exactly?
What if she needed some kind of financial help?
Some governmental program?
At some point in her life.
That's what I was just thinking after that, yeah.
And it just goes to show, every time you get in bed with the government,
right,
there is a price to pay.
In this case,
this one's paid with, what, five kids.
Right, because if she and her husband had, or boyfriend, I'm not sure which it was, but she and her husband had, for instance, not been on board with whatever government program they were on board with, if they had not had the baby at a hospital, if they'd perhaps gone your route, Mark, and had one at a birthing center, or did a home birth, or something like that, if they'd flown under the radar with the baby, then perhaps they would still be able to have it. Perhaps no one would even know it was even in existence. So it's possible, I would think, to avoid this. Unfortunately, if you're mentally challenged, then you're not going to think of these things, perhaps. I mean, I don't know in which way they're mentally challenged. Obviously, intelligence quotient is just one way of measuring someone's intelligence at performing certain types of tasks. Somebody, for instance, can be very, very book smart, but street smarts, they don't have any of it. So I think there are different types of intelligence, different IQs, for lack of a better term. I'm not sure how to explain this, but hopefully I'm explaining myself somewhat well here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know what kind of intelligence they do have. Maybe they're very, very good at doing certain things, but they didn't once consider flying under the radar with a baby, and every time they went to the hospital, et cetera, et cetera.
It says here that the father, Vance, is a victim of a multi-generational welfare trap. So
I see. So he's been in the system since day one, basically.
Yeah, and I don't know that I would assume that the same thing is true with Barbara.
And so when they have a baby, the social worker shows up, as you say, flips them a business card and steals their kid. And then it happens over again.
Yeah, no matter how sad, whatever these parents, I mean, you can say about them, so they're not terribly smart, taken welfare. Does that mean that they should have their kids taken away?
I'd love to hear somebody answer that, as far as if they agree.
I'm not saying it's an easy situation.
No, not at all.
I don't think it's any of my business.
I don't think so either. You know, if they want to ask for help, then I think that's one thing.
And is foster care so much better?
All good questions. Would love to hear your answers at 1-800-259-9231. And to answer your question from earlier, Mark, concomitant is existing or occurring with something else, often in a lesser way, accompanying and concurrent. You are concomitant to me, Mark.
Okay.
On this show. We continue. Let's go to Dustin in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Dustin.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
You're on the air. What's on your mind, Dustin?
I was just wondering, why don't we have an external revenue system instead of an internal revenue system? That might solve quite a bit of problems, I would think.
Well, how so? What do you imagine an external welfare system looking, revenue system looking like?
Well, it's just like letting people choose whether or not they want to pay taxes.
I'm fine.
Well, they want to pay.
That would essentially be no longer really be a government. What you'd have then is some sort of entity that exists in the marketplace like everybody else. I think that would be the ideal situation, personally. I think that'd be great.
And that could be your vote, you know? Like, you wouldn't need to vote. You would just choose what you wanted to pay for.
You have nailed it on the head as far as I'm concerned. I think that's where we need to go as people. We need to move toward that eventual goal. What that essentially is a voluntary consent-based society. And for the most part, that is what we have. In almost everything that we do, day in, day out, we're engaging in mutually consensual activities with other adults. And nobody has a problem with that. It works great. But then the government people come along and they try to force their rules on us, their services upon us, even if we aren't interested in them. Of course, government school, I think, being the most glaring example. It's certainly the most expensive example. I would love to be able to say, yeah, that's okay. I'd like to pay for having my leaves removed from the property, having the snow removed from the roads. And maybe a little fire protection, maybe a little personal protection, but the government schools, no thanks. Unfortunately, if I do that today, there's a chance they're going to steal my home from me.
A good chance. An excellent chance.
But I think you're absolutely right. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it.
Thanks, Dustin, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. We go unscreened to the Amp Line. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Glenn in Missouri.
Hi there. Glenn, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of quick things, then I got a question. Last weekend I saw the Free State Project Next 1000 pledge.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I'll be there in New Hampshire in hopefully 2 to 3 years.
Cool. Fantastic. Look forward to seeing you then. What else is on your mind tonight?
Well, the second quick thing is I wanted to call out Gene the Christian Anarchist.
Okay. Why?
Well, back a couple nights ago, he called in and talked about all of these blue and white signs for the next supreme leader that he saw out there. And he sounded kind of encouraging for people to spray paint some other person's name on those signs.
He sounded kind of encouraging. He didn't come outright and say that.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you know, he's starting to sound like a bomb-throwing anarchist. You know, he's advocating defacing someone else's property.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he sort of was. Yeah, what can you say?
You know, I'm not saying that one should do anything like that. I just wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah,
you know,
it would be hard for me to feel bad.
Often these signs, they're someone else's property, they stick up on public property and, you know, along the side of the road and that kind of thing. And, you know, it just, I don't want to support those people. Why is it that my money, which is, you know, it's public property, which goes to support this land, it's public property and public money goes to support this public property. Why is it that I've got to pay for that?
I'll give you one better on that one, Mark. Not only are you paying for the public property that the signs are sitting on, but I believe Gene was only advocating defacing the major presidential signage, if I'm recalling correctly.
I'm not saying he was advocating anything.
Well, let's say he was skirting the issue of defacing major presidential signage. All of those guys take matching funds. So those signs you paid for if you pay taxes. In which case, is that okay? I'll get your response here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. So go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is October 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Knob Creek Gun Range in Kentucky. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns, flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com.
800-259-9231. We go back to Glenn in Missouri, hanging on the amp line. Glenn, you're back. You'd called a moment ago to call out Gene the Christian Anarchist when he called a few days back advocating, sort of skirting the issue, possibly suggesting that people go and deface the signage for the major candidates with Ron Paul-related stuff. And you were saying, well, hey, that doesn't sound right. It sounds like bomb-throwing anarchist stuff. And that, you know, it just didn't sound right. And I agree with you. I think it's awful when that stuff happens. It's really rude to do things like that. But at the same time, just to kind of defend Gene's position, since he's not here to do it himself, what would you say to the point that these signs are likely, if they're being funded by the candidates' campaigns, they're being funded by your tax dollars? And that means they're partially yours, doesn't it?
Well, I think we want to live our principles, and, you know, this is the non-aggression principle, and we are, you know, debasing someone else's property. And
but
I think
what if
we
it,
have
is
to
it not, so
live
you
our
not,
lives above what they do.
So you don't think it's your property, even though you paid for you know, let's say 50% of it is yours?
Well, that same principle then could be used to say, well, it's my tax dollars that pay for an IRS office. Why don't we go in there and deface it inside?
Well, that is, I guess you're right, the same principle. I'm not advocating this. I'm just kind of trying to defend Gene's position. And yeah.
Okay, so there's a thug who steals from you on the street, and he's done it many times, and you have no way of protecting yourself against this thug. He robs you. You see his car, his tricked-out Cadillac, sitting on the side of the road. He's off someplace doing thuggish things, probably robbing someone else. Would you be wrong to slash his tires or pee on his car or throw a brick through his window?
Well, I think in the case where they have monopoly control over force and can throw me in a prison cell, I think you have to be sure that you want to cross that line.
I agree with that.
And, I agree with Clara Wolf on that, the current state of affairs, it's too late to change things, but it's too early to shoot the bastards.
Yep, mm-hmm. I agree with you, and I think that one looks bad, that it's difficult to explain to people why this is okay. However, you know, there's an argument to be made for the other side.
How about chalking? Recently, some of the activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, went to the courthouse, Superior Court, and I'd say about a dozen activists, right after Social Sundays, everybody walked over there and started chalking all kinds of different things, everything from phrases to, it was mostly quotes and things like that, but basically chalked things all over the courthouse and the walkway, and the sidewalk walking up to the courthouse. By the next morning, the bureaucrats arrived and hastily got a hose and sprayed it all down. But was that wrong in your book?
Well, I saw the video of that, and I was very entertained by it, especially on the wall where in chalk it said Ministry of Truth with an arrow pointing towards the door. I thought that was very funny. I think that's getting close.
There
you're not doing any permanent harm, but you did cause them to have to spend effort to remove that.
Well, it's not like they were doing anything else with their time. You know, they just get there, you drink coffee, and eat donuts.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to be participating in a 5-person panel to discuss reducing the legal age of drink from 21 to 18.
Oh, great. Where is the panel happening?
It's happening at a local high school.
Oh, cool.
And
you'll get a lot of support
from there's going to be somebody from the State Highway Patrol on the panel, someone from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and then two libertarians, and a third kind of person that's neutral.
I think that's wonderful. How did you manage to get that gig?
From my involvement in the Libertarian Political Party and libertarians in the state who are trying to get a ballot initiative done for reducing the drinking age.
I think that's fantastic. I think the more that liberty-minded people can get in front of young people to present the message to them, the better. I had a few opportunities to do it myself when I was working with the Libertarian Party down in Florida, and I have to say that of all the things that I did, of all the outreach that I did down there, I felt like I was really having an effect when I was able to go up in front of a classroom of seniors in high school and talk to them about liberty. I really felt like that was a really good way to spend my time.
Right, right. And that's what I'm looking at it for, an opportunity to state my principles of how I come to the conclusion that it should be lowered to try to introduce them to some of the concepts of freedom and liberty and libertarianism, the non-aggression principle. You know, if there is no victim, is there a crime? Kind of thing.
Is there going to be like a flyer or a handout or some sort of something that each audience member will receive when they attend? Can you get some information on that or get your own flyer in a bag or something like that?
Well, that's why I'm hoping that we can get some people out front to hand things out. They're expecting 500 people at this. So.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, a couple of things that I would make sure that you recall when you're up on this panel is when they talk about alcohol-related deaths, make sure that you are clear with them that it could be alcohol-related is a loaded phrase. It could be a drunk adult over 21 that hit a car full of kids, and that would be called teenage alcohol-related death.
Can it be alcohol-related if a passenger is drunk?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So they you know, this alcohol-related, this huge umbrella that doesn't necessarily mean the teenage driver was drunk when, whatever wreck occurred. And, you know, and basically, and of course, defend from the standpoint that, you know, there's responsible kids out there that drink and don't drive. Because that's where they're all, it's always going to be about driving. The whole thing's going to be about driving. And it's not about driving. It's about drinking. Yeah. And also, talk about the deaths that occur among high schoolers and college kids.
Pre-gaming.
From pre-gaming, binge drinking ahead of time, because they're not allowed to, you know, go out and imbibe alcohol in the same way that the rest of us do.
Canada's okay with a lower drinking age. That much is for sure. Hey, you know, I'm interested, Glenn. Is there going to be a video camera in attendance to where you could perhaps upload this to Google Video or something like that?
Well, that's something. I just got the packet of information from high school, and that's one thing I'm going to ask then. And I hope I can get somebody in there with one.
Yeah. Because that's the way you want to. I mean, that would be awesome, because then other people could benefit beyond just the 500 folks that happened to attend that night. Other people online could benefit from your eviscerating of the status position. I'm sure it'll be great.
And one of the cases I want to make is, I don't want to get into arguing the tits and tats of statistical studies and things. I want to talk from the standpoint of freedom and liberty, and that regardless of what these studies say, even if they're 100% accurate, they shouldn't be used to justify taking your freedoms and liberties away.
Yeah, focus on the principle.
There's no victim.
Yep, I'm with you. I wish you good luck. Thank you, Glenn, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, one of those, in argument against statistics, you'll find that the statistics show, and I don't know, you know, how accurate they are. I don't know how they skew them. I don't know if they're completely accurate. Maybe they are. But that young black males between the ages of like 14 and 25 are, you know, more likely to be in prison or on probation than in college. So, you know, they're X times more likely than a young white kid to commit a crime or blah, blah, blah. Does that mean we should lock up all young black men?
Correlation is not causation.
Right. Well, the question that that puts in people's mind, that most people are horrified by that idea.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in. We'll take your calls about anything. And 800-259-9231 is the number. Brought to you by Segal CAI. More Free Talk Live coming up. AKA 3 is on the line. Randy in Texas and Paula.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
the logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways you can do that is to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Load up your cart with whatever you need in life. They've got so many categories, over 41 categories in which you can shop and buy all the brand names that you trust at great prices. And all kinds of brands you never even heard of, but are really pretty good stuff. We got I think we're going to be ordering a down comforter from Amazon.freetalklive.com. We ordered one in the past, and it turned out pretty darn good, so we're going to do it again. And
what happened to the old one?
It's cheaper. Well, Julia tried to put it through the wash.
Feathers everywhere.
Well, no, you're supposed to dry clean them, and she figured she'd just try it to see what happened, because it was just so cheap. It had already lasted us 2 years, so she figured if it ruined it, then we'll just get another one. But we put it through the wash and then the dryer, and it's got this permanent smell to it now, which is pretty ugh. You don't want that.
Feather smell?
So that's what we're getting from Amazon.freetalklive.com, and a lot of the items have free Super Saver shipping, so yet another reason to go shop there. And also, of course, if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. We go to your calls. Paula's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula. Paula, Florida, going once.
Yeah, hi, hon.
You're on the
I'll tell you what, I was watching this thing today, and I'll tell you what.
Tell me what.
This bailout, I mean, did you know they even included NASCAR in it?
NASCAR?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, they're giving them some type of tax break. NASCAR.
Huh, how about that?
But anyway...
Well, that's what they do, Paula. They just throw a bunch of stuff in
there.
There
was a rum subsidy, too, so we can get all the pirate vote.
Well, anyway, there's an investigation going on Wall Street, the people that were involved, including Paulson and the Federal Reserve. And the U.S. Attorney General has told everybody that, well, we were told this morning for people to call. So anyway, I called them. They said tell everybody to call. So they're going to take everybody's calls.
Well, it's already signed in the law at this point, Paula.
No, yeah, it's what I'm saying. No, the people that caused it.
Oh.
That's who they're investigating.
But I don't care about that. I want to not have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm so upset about.
Stop paying. Oh, you're going to have to anyway because they're going to print the money out. Darn it. They've got you.
Well, the thing is, see, now, we need to get, the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, but anyway, it's unconstitutional. It's illegal.
Yeah.
And
true.
So I said we need to get rid of that, too.
Do you think they're going to do anything about it, though, Paula?
It's what we. Yeah, I've already talked to Russ about it. I said, what we need to do is start mining for the gold and silver again.
Well, they're mining for it. That's still going on.
Get it back on the silver certificate, the money.
You know, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that – it doesn't seem very likely that if things change in Washington that they're just going to go back to the way it used to be. I think that we're going to see something a little more, I don't know, dramatic.
But this money we've got, it doesn't have any backing to it.
No, it doesn't.
We need to have the gold and
but
silver and have it back.
They're not going to bring it back. They're not going to bring that back. I think what we need to do, Paula, is perhaps shut down the Federal Reserve and then do nothing and
we'll
allow
the
marketplace – allow the marketplace to create its own currency, allow the banks to issue their own notes, and allow the competition and innovation that will come from competition to blossom in the realm of things that can go between money. I think that would be the best solution. To think that the government, and which is, as you probably know, wholly owned essentially by the Federal Reserve, basically, at this point.
And her family.
That the government's going to all of a sudden find some principles and go back to the way things used to be with real silver backing the dollar.
Well,
I don't know if that's even possible as far as how that would actually happen. I can't even begin to envision
it. Because all we have to do is mine the silver and the gold to have it back. Nothing, too. We need to check to see if the gold is still in the mint.
I don't think it's as simple as you think it is.
There's something I was told.
Okay.
That the president sent $80 billion in gold to Britain.
I don't know.
And I don't know if this came out of our mint, but we need to make sure that the gold is, because people have been questioning this. They don't know if it's still there or not.
Well, it's not your gold, so what
it's,
can you...
It's the country's gold.
Well, that's what they tell you, but that's just a story, Paula.
No, it's not a story.
When they
somebody,
say it's the country's gold, but you can't have it, then is it really the country's gold?
It's
maybe
fact.
By the country, they mean the government of the United States of America, because if that's the case, then you've got an accurate statement. If by country you mean the U.S. federal government's gold, then you'd probably be accurate. But I don't think you're ever going
to
see.
We need to have the gold to back the money, also in the silver. Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, if it's gone, we need to get it back.
Let me tell you, Paula. I understand where you're coming from, and I agree with you. The idea on the basic concept
of
going back to metal-backed currency. It's just that I don't expect the government to ever do it for me. I think what we're going to have to do is create alternatives in the marketplace, and not wait for the government to take action on this, because that day is never going to come. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the best way out of this.
It's a deal they have.
Right. It's the best way out of this is to create the alternative currencies and get them out there into the marketplace and compete with the government's Federal Reserve note. It's going to be a tricky job. It's going to require some serious capital and some investors who are willing to take major risks. But if they are willing to take those risks and it succeeds, then they could be wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. As a result of that, I would imagine. Of course, they're going to come up against the federal government once they get popular enough, like the Liberty Dollar did. They're going to come up against the feds, and the feds are going to try to shut them down. They're going to try to arrest perhaps some of their principal agents. They're going to try to confiscate as much of the gold and silver as they possibly can. There must be ways to safeguard against that. For instance, having a decentralized distribution base, having instead of just one central office where everything is stored and kept, having it be in multiple locations, perhaps secret locations, having some level of secrecy applied to the entire operation of the business. I'm sure all of these things are possible. I just don't know if anybody's going to try to do it anytime soon. I know the Shire Silver guys are working on something up here in New Hampshire. I'm not sure what the progress on that has been. I have not heard anything.
Funding's an issue.
Funding's an issue. Well, it figures. That's why I say we need some serious capitalists up here with some capital to invest in these things. Unfortunately, a lot of the early movers here in New Hampshire, a lot of the Free State Project members that have moved are great activists, but they don't exactly have a real resource well that they can tap to
a lot
do
of young men.
Things like this. Yeah. So the people with a lot of resources are going to take longer to get here because, well, they probably have businesses and things like that they own that they'd have to change and uproot and move, and it's going to be a much longer process to get those folks here. But the sooner they can get here, certainly the better. We continue here to talk to Randy. Oh, no, we don't. And we go instead to Gene the Christian Anarchist on the Amp Line. Gene? Gene on the Amp Line. Going once. Gene on the Amp Line. Going twice.
Hello, hello.
Hey, there he is.
Yes, I heard somebody using my name in vain, so I thought I'd call in.
Yes, okay.
And I see where the confusion comes from. First of all, I don't advocate that anybody do anything. You know, I was just saying it would be a shame for somebody to actually deface things like that.
But so you were saying it would actually be a shame.
But I was giving them pointers on how to do it properly if they're going to do it.
Should
at
they
all.
Want to do
they
it?
Might,
yeah. Like kind
yeah,
of like
well
a harm reduction. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the premise is that that the gentleman called in at was that I accept the non-aggression principle, and I really don't. I'm not a I accept it as a pretty good guideline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to aggress against people, because when you do, you will possibly suffer repercussions. But I don't live and die by the non-aggressive principle. In fact, I think that there are definitely times when I will aggress against others. And,
What would one of those times
like fighting
be,
Gene? Words, things like fighting words, you know. I mean, they got to be pretty bad fighting words before I will aggress against somebody.
I see.
But, I mean, there are, and other than fighting words, there are things, actions that people can do that I may aggress against.
Couldn't
them.
You argue, though, Gene, from your perspective, couldn't it be argued that this was, that, for instance, defacing one of these presidential signs was not in point of fact aggression because you'd already been aggressed against in order to have the money stolen from you to fund those signs?
You could argue that. I think it would be a stretch.
It's about I admit it's a bit roundabout, but it's a point.
Yeah. So I would say that, the premise is that if it would have to be that you accept that non-aggressive principle, and I don't. For the most part. You know, I don't 100% is what I'm saying.
You are not nailed to the non-aggression principle.
I am not nailed to it just because I'm an anarchist. You know, I don't necessarily nail myself to anything. I believe in what I believe, and I live by what I believe, and I expect other people to live by what they believe.
Fair enough, Gene. I think you've answered it.
And I don't try to tell other people what to believe. I tell them what I believe, and I share that with them, and I say, well, you know, I believe in the Creator. I believe he made us. I believe that's where our rights come from, and I tell people that. But I don't force anyone to believe the way I believe, and I don't tell them that they have to. You know, they don't have to believe what I believe.
Thanks, Gene, for the call, the clarification. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. Plus, Mark, you got another Canadian story about a wait in the emergency room. What's it like to wait in the emergency room in Canada? You know, free health care and all that, right? Oh, well, wait a minute. It's not free. We know that much. But what's it like? We'll share that with you and take your calls about whatever you want. Coming up in hour two, it's Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thanks.